Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to shape a jungle drum bus for a deep, misty jungle atmosphere enabled in Live 12. Beginner-friendly, mostly stock devices, and we're doing it with an arrangement mindset, not just make drums louder. Because in deep jungle, the drum bus is basically the engine room. It's where you get that weight, glue, a bit of grit, and that sense of space around the brakes without turning the groove into a flat, over-processed pancake. By the end, you'll have a solid drum bus chain, a reverb send that gives you atmosphere without washing out your punch, and a simple automation plan so your drums evolve across intro, drop, breakdown, and drop too. Alright, let's set up. First, quick session setup. Set your tempo somewhere around 160 to 170 BPM. If you're unsure, pick 165. That'll get you in the zone fast. Now bring in a breakbeat loop. Amen style is classic, but use anything that has some character and ghost notes. Add an optional kick one shot for weight, a snare one shot for crack, and maybe hats or shakers if you want extra roll. Before we touch any processing, do a quick gain staging check. On each drum track, aim so your peaks are hanging around minus 12 to minus 6 dB. You want headroom. Jungle drums get dense quickly, and if you start hot, every device you add is going to feel unpredictable. Now, route everything into a drum bus. The simple way: select all your drum tracks, group them, and name the group drum bus. Done. There is a more true bus method, where you create an audio track called drum bus, set every drum track's audio to that track, and set monitor to in. That can be cleaner conceptually, but if you're a beginner, grouping is totally fine. What matters is that all drums hit one place, so we can shape them together. Now we build the chain. Think of this as clean first, glue second, grit third, punch shaping fourth, and atmosphere on ascend, not directly on the bus. Step 1 on the drum bus. EQ8. We're not doing surgery here. We're doing gentle cleanup so the compressor and saturation behave. Start with an optional high-pass filter around 25 to 35 Hz. Keep it gentle. You're shaving rumble, not deleting sub-energy. Next, a small bell cut in the mud zone, around 200 to 350 Hz. Try 2 to 4 dB down, with a Q around 1.2. This is one of those areas where brake stack-up boxing is fast, especially once you start saturating. Then, if the brake is crunchy or fatiguing, do a tiny dip around 3 to 6 kHz, 1 to 3 dB. Small moves. Remember, if a single drum element is a problem, fix it on that track. The bus EQ is for overall balance and preventing buildup. Next, glue compressor. This is the togetherness device. Put glue compressor after EQ8. Start with an attack around 3 milliseconds. That usually lets the transient snap through instead of getting rounded off. Release around 0.3 seconds is a good starting point, or hit auto if you're not confident yet. Ratio: 2 to 1 if you want gentle glue, 4 to 1 if you want it a bit more assertive. Now lower the threshold until you're seeing about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is key. We're not trying to crush jungle. We are trying to make the break and one shots feel like one drum performance. Turn makeup off and set output manually. And definitely try soft clip on inside glue. It's a classic jungle trick for density, but you still want to keep it controlled. Here's what to listen for. The drums should feel more unified and slightly more confident. If the groove starts to feel slower, or your ghost notes disappear, you're compressing too hard or your timing settings are rounding the transients. In that case, back off the threshold, or lengthen the attack slightly. Next, saturator. Add saturator after glue. Set the mode to analog clip as a safe punchy starting point. Bring drive up somewhere between 2 and 6 dB. And this is important. Pull the output down so that, when you bypass saturator, the volume stays basically the same. Level matching is everything, because louder always sounds better for the first 5 seconds, even when it's worse. Jungle tip here, saturation is not just about distortion. It makes quiet details like room tone, ghost notes, and micro hits speak. That's part of a live feeling in old school breaks. Now add drum bus. Drum bus is perfect for beginners because it can add weight and punch without you building complicated parallel chains. Start with drive around 5 to 15%. Tiny moves matter here. Add a little crunch, maybe 0 to 10%, only if you want extra grit. Turn on boom. Set the frequency around 50 to 70 Hz and keep the amount modest, maybe 5 to 20%. Set decay short to medium. If decay is too long, your low end gets flabby and starts fighting the bass line. Then use transient. If compression and saturation softened your hits, bring transient up somewhere like plus 5 to plus 20. Use damp to tame fizz if the top end gets splashy, maybe 5 to 20%. Goal check. The drums should feel heavier, but still fast. Jungle is energetic. If you start feeling like the drums got wide and slow, you've probably oversmoothed the transients or added too much low boom. Now for atmosphere. This is where beginners often accidentally destroy punch. Do not put a big reverb directly on the drum bus. Instead, make a return. Create return and name it drum room. Add hybrid reverb on that return. Set hybrid reverb to convolution mode. Choose a room, studio, or small hall impulse response. Keep decay fairly short, something like 0.6 to 1.4 seconds. Deep jungle often uses darker, controlled space, not huge bright tails. Add pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. That gives your snare and kick space to hit before the reverb blooms. Now filter the reverb. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz so the reverb doesn't muddy your kick and low snare body. High cut around 6 to 10 kHz to keep it misty and not shiny. Send your drum bus into drum room. Start subtle. Send level around minus 18 to minus 10 dB and adjust by ear. Coach note, watch your return meters. The reverb should feel like space around the drums, not reverb louder than drums. If you mute the return and the drums suddenly feel like they lost half their identity, the return is too loud. Optional move. Put EQ8 after hybrid reverb on the return for extra darkening and mud control. This is super common. Now let's talk movement. Because the deep jungle vibe comes from the drum bus evolving through the arrangement. Even small automation makes it feel intentional and hypnotic. We'll use a simple roadmap. Intro. Drop. Breakdown. Drop 2. In the intro, you want it teased, darker, roomier, maybe a little filtered. In the first drop, you want full punch and less room. In the breakdown, let the reverb bloom and thin the drums slightly. Then in drop 2, bring it back a little meaner, not dramatically different. Just escalate it. Go to arrangement view. Hit it to enter automation mode. Pick 3 or 4 parameters to automate. Don't automate everything. You want a movement system you can actually control. First automation target, bus tone with EQ8. In the intro, roll off some highs. You can do this with a gentle shelf, or a low pass feel if you prefer. Then as the drop hits, open it back up. Even a small change reads as the curtain lifted. Second target, the drum room send. In the intro and breakdown, more send. In the drop, pull it down to keep impact. Think of reverb like a transition tool, not a constant blanket. A classic trick, on the last snare of an 8 or 16 bar phrase, spike the reverb send just for that hit, then snap it back down on the next downbeat. That's a jungle space hit and it instantly makes your arrangement feel more live. Third target, saturator drive. Keep it a bit lower in the intro, normal in drop 1. Then in drop 2, adjust 1 or 2 dB more. That tiny escalation feels like the track got angrier without obviously changing the sample. Fourth target, drum bus transient. Push it up for the drops, like plus 5 to plus 10. And ease it down in the breakdown so things feel softer and more spacious. Beginner workflow tip. Draw simple ramps over 4 to 8 bars. Jungle loves gradual pressure changes. Now, quick gain staging checkpoints, because this is where a lot of people get confused. Before the drum bus chain, aim for your bus to peak around minus 10 to minus 6 dB on the loudest hits. After glue and saturator, if the level creeps up, pull down the output on those devices so the processed level matches the unprocessed level. That way you're choosing based on tone and groove, not volume. If you want an extra safety net while learning, you can put a limiter at the very end of the drum bus with a ceiling at minus 1 dB, barely touching, just as a guardrail. Later, when your gain staging is solid, you can remove it. Metering tip. Throw spectrum at the end of the drum bus and check that you're not building a huge hump below about 40 Hz. That's usually useless rumble that eats headroom. Now, optional but very jungle, parallel smash. Create return B and call it drum smash. On that return, put a glue compressor set more aggressively. Try ratio 4 to 1. A very fast attack like 0.3 milliseconds, release on auto, and aim for 5 to 10 dB of gain reduction. Yes, that's a lot, but it's parallel. After that, add saturator with drive around 6 to 12 dB, and then EQ8 with a high pass around 120 to 200 Hz. That high pass is important. We want the smash to add excitement and mid-texture, not wreck the low end. Now send a little from drum bus to drum smash, like minus 20 to minus 12 dB. You should feel density and aggression appear behind the drums, while the kick stays defined. If the smash makes the hats hiss painfully, don't automatically just cut all the highs. It's often narrow harshness in the upper mids, a small targeted dip, or even gentle multidan dynamics compressing the high band by just 1 to 2 dB on peaks can fix that without dulling the break. Another optional upgrade, Keep your low end stable near the end of the drum bus chain, add utility and turn on bass mono around 120 to 180 Hz. That keeps the bottom centered so it doesn't wobble, and it helps your bass line sit with the drums. If you want a super clean atmospheric trick, you can also sidechain the reverb return to the dry drum bus. Put a compressor after hybrid reverb on drum room, enable sidechain from drum bus, and aim for 2 to 5 dB of reduction when the drums hit. That way the reverb ducks out of the way of transients and blooms in the gaps. It's one of the easiest ways to get big space, still punchy. Now let's lock it in with a mini practice arrangement. Loop 64 bars. Bars 1 to 17. Intro. Darker EQ. More drum room send. Lower saturation drive. Bars 17 to 49. Drop. Open the EQ. Reduce room send. Bring transient up. Bars 49 to 57. Breakdown. Thin it out. Let the drum room send bloom higher than anywhere else. Bars 57 to 65. Drop 2. Bring the punch back, but add a little extra dirt, like plus 1 dB saturator drive compared to drop 1, and maybe slightly less reverb than the breakdown so it hits. Then do a quick export and ask yourself one question. Does the drum bus tell a story, or is it static? Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid.